I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Some say soccer hasn't caught on in this country, but don't tell that to the billionaires who've shelled out big bucks to buy foreign club teams. First, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for the week's sports news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Since the NCAA levied sanctions against Penn State on Monday, it seems as if everybody has weighed in, except you, at least on this program. So, did the NCAA get it right?
I hesitate to say this, but I think they got it far more right than they got it wrong. The $60 million fine is interesting. I don't remember a similar punishment being levied by the NCAA against anybody. The people who wanted the death penalty missed the essential point that the NCAA doesn't ever want to give the death penalty to anybody ever again, because when they gave it to SMU football, they discovered it was really a death penalty. The SMU football team has never recovered. If they were going to do that again, they would have done it to UNLV basketball in the 90s. And anyone who thinks Penn State got off lightly should remember that they are now facing somewhere between 2 and 3 decades worth of civil suits.
Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma finally got his chance to testify against NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Vilma is asking a federal judge to overturn that year-long suspension that Goodell handed him in the bounty scandal. Do you think there's any chance the judge will do that?
I think that U.S. District Judge Ginger Berrigan, and thank you, New Orleans, for giving us a federal judge named Ginger, by the way, which is very cool. We don't have anywhere near enough of those. She looks pretty skeptical, and she sounds pretty skeptical about the NFL's case here. One of the contentions by Commissioner Roger Goodell was, quote, bordering on ridiculous. So Vilma's got a better shot than I thought he did.
Denver Broncos fans love Tim Tebow, of course, which must mean that they hate his replacement, some guy named Manning, Peyton, something like that.
Yeah, except they had more people at their opening of training camp than they ever had before. They like Tim Tebow a lot, but they like winning more, and they know Peyton Manning's got a better shot at it.
Meanwhile, the starting quarterback at Tebow's
Uh-oh.
New team is having a bit of an identity crisis. What's going on there?
One of the reporters stopped by training camp and called Mark Sanchez, the incumbent starting quarterback, Tim.
Oops.
There are those who call me Tim, but he's not a shrubber. He's going to be a pain in the neck, and the Jets are in for a wonderful season with all of this.
Charlie, this week outfielder Ichiro Suzuki was traded from the last place team in the AL West, where he's played for the past 11 and a half seasons, to the first place team in the AL East. Do you agree with Japanese fans this makes the Yankees a lock for the World Series
this year? Well, I think they were in pretty good shape for the World Series anyway. If Ichiro gets his stroke back, though, he could hit about 50 triples in Yankee Stadium before the end of the year.
White Sox chairman Jerry Reinsdorf recently participated in a panel discussion in Israel, and he was asked what he thinks about the idea of international expansion of Major League Baseball. I'm thinking Commissioner Bud probably doesn't approve of his response.
Yeah, he doesn't want expansion. He said he would contract two teams. I think that Jerry Reinsdorf is not running baseball, and he's going to discover that again very soon.
I do not wish to make light of the challenges that come with being Josh Hamilton, an all-star with the Texas Rangers, as well as a recovering addict, but I do applaud his choice of attire when discussing his latest on-the-field struggles, don't you?
You're very down with the whole Roy Hobbs jersey thing. Hamilton's trying to get out of a slump, and so Hamilton's trying to be very diplomatic about it, and doing so, as you say, with some vintage movie baseball gear.
Yeah. Even before the London Olympics were declared officially open, South Korean archer Im Dong-hyung set the first world record of these games, and he happens to be just the kind of story that Olympic organizers, not to mention the broadcasters, really love. Why is that?
He's 26 years old, and he's legally blind.
Yeah.
He can't see out of his right eye, he can't read a newspaper, but he scored 699 points on 72 arrows, which puts him ahead of the field right now.
Greece's Olympic chief is telling his athletes not to, quote, look back. What, he's afraid they'll trip?
No, he's afraid Eurydice will have to go back to the underworld.
Mm.
See, that was a Greek thing there. Did you see that?
Mm.
I did not waste my classical education there, my friend. No, they've been having a little bit of trouble. One of their athletes got thrown out for doping, and the other one got thrown out for being a dope. A world indoor high jump champion was sent home because of performance-enhancing drugs, and a female triple jumper was thrown off the team for being a racist on Twitter. So, yeah, I think he's basically saying, look, the games aren't off to a great start here, but we can do better than this.
Smashburger is offering a free burger, smash fries, and a free drink per week for life to any New Jersey athlete who smashes a world record at the Olympics. So do you expect an extra spring in the step of wrestler Jordan Burroughs or fencer Maya Lawrence?
See, that's the problem. You can't set a world record in fencing. There's no record.
Yeah,
to set.
We've been talking about this. What if you got if you hit somebody touche faster than anybody had ever done it?
Because they don't measure that. There's no record to put it against. There's a woman from New Jersey in field hockey.
She could score 400 goals.
Women's soccer. There are no world records. So you're really pretty much stuck with shooting and track and field. And swimming, I think. So Smashburger is not being quite as generous as it appears to be.
There's no dopes down at Smashburger headquarters, apparently.
I mean, it should at least expand it to, like, metal. You know, if you medal in your event, you get a free hamburger.
Too easy. Charlie, I'd like to offer a tip of the Only a Game cap to Latanna Stone. She qualified this week for the U.S. Women's Amateur Championship, which is something dozens and dozens of female golfers do every year. But what makes Latanna so special?
Well, she's really short. She's 4'8".
She's supposed to be
really
short.
Of course, then again, she's 10 years old, so she's supposed to be short. She's the youngest person to ever qualify for a USGA event, breaking the previous record of 12, which, see, if she was from New Jersey, she could get a Smashburger.
She could get a Smashburger for life. And finally, Charlie, super fans get super tattoos of their favorite team, player, or sport all the time, as you well know. So why is Indianapolis police officer Michael Anderson worthy of our attention?
Because he celebrated the Patriots losing the last Super Bowl by having what appears to be his entire arm tattooed with an image of Rob Gronkowski, the eccentric and wonderfully talented tight end for the New England Patriots. This is not something that you will ever do. I am convinced of that.
You're right.
If you do it, though, I will buy you a Smashburger.
If I do it, I'll set a record and get a free Smashburger. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he's here at Only a Game each week at this time. And if we don't get Smashburger on the line as an underwriter after this, I won't understand it. Anyway, thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.